thank you for listening to a recorded worship service of Gaming Mennonite Church. Our church is located just outside Adamstown, Pennsylvania. We hope this service points you to Jesus, and we invite you to come worship the Lord with us. Gaming Mennonite Church.
Enjoy the service.
Good morning, and welcome to our service this morning. This morning I will be reading from Matthew 7:21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
Please turn to number 585 in the Mennonite hymnal, and please stand.
Morning. Would the ushers please come forward for the morning offering? This morning's offering is for EMM and budgeted items. Let's pray. Dear God, I thank you for this day. Thank you that we have the opportunity to come and worship you this morning. And I pray for the offering. I pray that it be used to honor and glorify you. In your name I pray. Amen.
Thank you. watch a video from Easter Night Missions. The video is about Guatemala to tie in with the youth, and it's maybe a little bit on the older side, but still relevant.
Years ago, missionaries from Eastern Mennonite Missions first arrived in the mountains of Guatemala to minister among the Quechua people. The Quechua, who are of Mayan ancestry, are an indigenous, animistic people with their own language and culture. Over these 40 years, hope and life in Jesus have spread to Quechua towns and villages across the country. My husband and I have lived among the Quechua in Guatemala for 17 years. Supporting the Quechua Church and walking with the church leaders as they reach out to surrounding areas. There are now more than 10,000 believers in 120 congregations. One area called Carbone had remained closed to the gospel for decades. 4 years ago, we took a prayer team to Carbone and began to specifically pray concerning whatever might be hindering the gospel. As we and the church continued to pray for that region,
Yeah, and then the walls, and then all of the sudden walls down. Have you already forgotten that God parted the Jordan River so we could get across? With God, anything is possible. If he can make a wall of water, do you not think he can knock down a few walls of stone?
Did God just say the enemy is on the stages?
Not have to be, we can be, because God has promised to be with us always. And God has promised to give us all the land, every place we set our feet. Yes, but God wants to give us so much more than that. He wants us to have strength and courage in Him. He doesn't want us to trust in ourselves or in our very mediocre sort of skills. He wants us to obey and trust Him for everything, and not just for land.
Okay.
Maybe if we all just get going and obey, the whole object lesson will eventually sink in. When we obey God, God can work in and for us. So, look, let's just go out and do this.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for coming to the service this morning. So, like you just saw, God used Joshua to defeat the city of Jericho, and God uses people to spread His word and love and grace. First Peter 4:10 says, "As each of us has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace." So God gives us gifts so that we can honor God and bless people and show Him love and show other people God's love and grace. But doesn't God just use super smart and holy people like a pastor or a priest to spread His word? No. God uses ordinary people like you and me. In Acts 4:13-14, it says, "Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and they perceived that they were uneducated, common men, they were astonished, and they recognized that they had been with Jesus. But seeing the man who was healed standing beside them, they had nothing to say in the opposition." Peter and John were just like you and me. They were fishermen. They were blue-collar people. They were common people. They didn't have the education of a Pharisee or a priest or one of those really high-up people. They were uneducated. But if God can use them in the amazing ways that they did, who's to say that God can't use us? But you might say, like, oh, I don't know how to spread God's word. I don't know how to do that. But God gives us an artillery of Scripture so that we can be properly equipped for the deeds He has planned for us. 2 Timothy 3:16-17 says, "All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete equipped for every good work." One way to let God work through you is by helping people and showing them God's love. The early church did this all the time when other brothers were in distress or being persecuted. In Acts 11:28-30 says, "And one of them named Agabus stood up and foretold by the Spirit that there would be a great famine over the whole world. This would take place in the days of Claudius. So the disciples determined everyone according to his ability to send relief to the brothers living in Judea. And they did so, sending it to the elders by the hands of Barnabas and Saul." So just like the church in Jerusalem sent relief to the church in Judea, churches still do that today. This church helps out a lot of those who are in need. You guys make meals for people, you send teams to areas where there's like natural disasters and floods and stuff, and we raise money for a bunch of missionaries. But you guys have also helped out me a lot too. As most of you know, when I was 7, my mom died of brain cancer. The help and love I received from you guys and others was incredible during this time, after my mom's death and during. From the sunshine boxes, to the meals, to all you mother figures out there who were mother for me when I didn't have one, to making me smile when I was down, to Pastor Irvin's weekly updates on my mom's condition, to Darlene, trying to help me understand, helping me and my brothers understand what was happening to my mom. Sorry. To the warnings taking us to the Baltimore Aquarium to distract us, and hoping my dad watched us while he was working. You guys set up a cleaning lady, transported us to JBA. You guys raised money for us. You guys mulched our flower beds. You stood by us and you loved us. I would not be the person that I am today if it weren't for you guys. God, you guys, you show a family in distress, love, grace, and mercy, which is showered on us during that time. Now that you know that God uses you, be ready to do it on a daily basis and show other people His love.
Good morning. When Todd asked me if I would be willing to share a little bit here this morning, I thought back to last summer when we went on our mission trip down to West Virginia to the YWAM base. And that week, one of the topics we sort of focused on was listening to God. And I want to give credit to the folks down there for giving me a lot of the ideas for what I'm going to share with you this morning. So first, why do we need to listen to God? God has a plan for us all, and in order to understand that plan and reach the reward that He has for us, we need to listen to Him. The Bible tells us about these plans in Jeremiah 29:11, which reads, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." The second reason I thought of was Jesus says His sheep hear His voice. So in order for us to be His sheep, we need to listen to Him. John chapter 10, verses 27 and 28 read, "My sheep listen to My voice. I know them, and they follow Me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of My hand." And the one point I would like to make is that listening to God requires more than just hearing Him. We need to really obey His word. Then the next thing is, how do you listen to God? Jared, one of the full-time volunteers down at YWAM, had a big list of all the different ways that he shared with us. And I don't have that full list, and I couldn't recall all of them. But I will mention a few of them here. The first I have the grouping of like visions and dreams and angels, which I'm not going to focus on too much, but I think it's important to mention, and that's probably not the most common way that God tries to speak to us and communicate with us. Also, we have reading the Bible. God left His word here for us, so it's important that we read it in order to understand how He is trying to use it to communicate with us. Also, other people can serve as a way God communicates with us. For example, every Sunday morning, Phil or Glenn or Steve will come up and share, and maybe God is speaking through them to one of us or more of us. Maybe God speaking through me this morning. That would be pretty cool, for lack of a better term. Next I have our thoughts. The Lord can try to guide our thoughts. Maybe He's telling us we should go talk to someone, or give someone a call, or pray for someone. And we may not really realize it at the time, but looking back, we might realize that that was one way God was trying to talk to us, and were we listening to him? And finally, I have through experiences. God can use a lot of different experiences in our lives to try to get our attention and make us look to him. So this brings up the question, when we have struggles in our lives, are they bringing us closer to God, or are they driving us away? Next, I have some examples of people who listen to God. First, there's Noah, who obeyed God when asking him to, or telling him to build an ark. I sort of wonder what Noah was thinking at that time. This sounds like too much work, or what will people think when I tell them I'm building a giant boat? Or does God really have the power to flood the entire world? Maybe I'll just find some high ground and stay there. But Noah decided to obey what God was telling him, and as a result, himself and his entire family were able to survive the flood. Next, there is Samuel. And let's see, in 1 Samuel 3, Samuel thought he heard Eli calling him one night. However, he later realized that it was God calling him, and Eli helped him realize that. And in verse 10, he even says to the Lord, "Speak, for your servant is listening." So then through Samuel listening to God, he was able to receive an important message about what God was planning to do with Eli and his family. And finally, Jesus. He listened to God. He knew that he was going to be crucified, and he had the power to not let himself be killed, but still he decided to die for us so that now we can simply ask for forgiveness for all our sins. And while we have some examples of people who listened to God, we also have examples of people who did not listen to God. One of them is Jonah. So Jonah, God had told Jonah to go to Nineveh and share God with the people there. However, he decided to go in the other direction. He got on a boat, and while the boat was sailing, the sea got rough around them, and the crew ended up throwing him into the sea. And then he was swallowed by a whale and ended up spending 3 days and three nights inside a whale, which I've never been there, but is probably not the most comfortable place to be. So as a result of not listening to God, Jonah had a situation that was probably not too pleasant. Also, there's Adam and Eve, and they obviously ate the fruit, which they were commanded not to, and as a result of that, they were driven out of the Garden of Eden, sin entered the world, and they were not able to live out the original plan that God had for them. And finally, there is Moses. In Numbers chapter 20, the Israelites were in the wilderness and they didn't have any water, were getting very thirsty. And God told Moses to go to a rock and speak to it, and water would come flowing out. However, Moses went up to the rock and called the people around him and instead struck the rock 2 times. And as punishment for this, God did not allow Moses to reach the promised land. So as a result of not listening to God, Moses did not receive that reward that God had for him. So to end with, I have a couple questions to consider. Are we devoting time and effort to listening to God? Are we making God a priority in our lives? God says in Jeremiah 33, verse 3, "Call to me, and I will answer you, and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know." If God is always listening to us and waiting to answer us, shouldn't we be listening to him? A final question to consider this week is, what is God telling me? Thank you.
You're now welcome to present your request for prayer to the congregation. Raise your hand and the mic will be brought to you.
I think we should send a message to Guatemala saying the youth from Gaiman's are coming. I was really blessed by their leading us in worship today.
This is Randy Souter. Continued prayer for Jared down in Wyoming. Apparently this last round of storms knocked down about 10 to 13 trees on the ranch there. And when we were down there, they did say they were on the edge of Tornado Alley. So just continued prayer for the YWAM base and the team down there for safety.
This is Phil. I too want to thank the youth for sharing with us this morning. And anytime you want to be on the schedule again, just let me know. I wanted to reference our members meeting, which is tomorrow night. There will be a report during that meeting on the work of the steering committee and the results of the survey that you participated in. So members, regular attenders, anyone's welcome to join in that meeting to talk about that and other things related to the church. So thank you.
This is Loretta Gockley, and I am asking prayer for one of Emily's friends who is a first-year medical student at Wake Forest. Her name is Tori McLean, and a week and a half ago she was diagnosed with cancer, and it's a very severe kind. So she was diagnosed on a Wednesday. She was admitted to the hospital on Thursday and started chemotherapy right away. And it's apparently not a very good prognosis. So just remember her. She is not able to finish her first year of medical school, but she is staying at the Wake Forest Baptist Hospital, which is about an hour and a half away from her parents. So she's also there by herself. And while she's getting a lot of support now, the first year students will be leaving in a couple of weeks, and she'll be there by herself. So just, if everyone can just lift her up as she goes through this round of chemotherapy.
This is Mary Ellen. Punky asked me to ask you to remember her mother tomorrow. She's having surgery for colon cancer. She's to be at the hospital at 8:15. And also, Punky's eye is continuing to improve, but needs a long way to go yet, I believe. She will be going to work on Tuesday, so pray for her as she gets back into her work schedule as well. Thank you.
I just want to thank you for singing that song. That was our wedding song.
This is Todd. I just want to take a little bit of time to brag on our youth kids. I think they all did a great job. Special thank you to all of those that volunteered to lead in some way, and to William and Derek for being willing to share with us this morning. I realize we didn't maybe do a great job of explaining what our mission trip is this summer and what the fellowship meal is going to be. We're planning to go to Guatemala with Orphan Resources International. The plan is to go the week of July 4th. We'll be doing light construction work and also just spending time playing with the orphans, and also having the opportunity to go out with the people down there from ORI to deliver food to the different orphanages. So those are a couple of the opportunities that are coming up this summer. And also June, the first Saturday in June, we're going to have a big fundraiser here at the church
with a servant auction. The kids will be on the block, so to speak, offering their services. So make sure you come out for that. There'll be food, there'll be carnival games for the kids, maybe some other small items to buy. We have some talented youth group kids that do some drawing and do some other things like that. So there'll be some things that you can purchase. Also, there'll be a cornhole tournament as well, run by the outreach committee. So, yes, come out for that, and thank you very much.
Can you pray for my mom now?
This is Sue. I also enjoyed the youth program this morning very much. Many of you know that Jim has been having some health issues. On Thursday, we did find out that he has been diagnosed with PLS, which is in the family of ALS, but does not progress near as quickly as ALS. So thank you for the prayers, and we appreciate continuing prayer. Thank you.
All right, let's bow our heads to pray. Dear God, I thank you for letting us all be here today. Thank you for the youth and that they were able to do this service and for the trip that they plan to take this summer. I pray that you would be with Jared as he's at YWAM, and that he and the base would be protected, particularly as a very literally stormy time. I pray for the members' meetings coming up, that you would help us and guide us in that. I pray for Tori McLean and her cancer, that you would give the doctors wisdom in treating her and comfort her and be with her. Pray for Tomson and Saddam and their medical problems continue to be treated, and pray that you would be with them and help them. I pray for the upcoming fundraisers for the youth. You would help in that, and also for Ruthie Culp, whatever her health issues, and also for Jim Musser. I pray that you would be with him and his health concerns. And thank you that they're not as severe as they could have been. I pray that you would be with us all and guide us in the coming week. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. Amen.
I have a couple of announcements here yet for the fellowship meal today. It will be served family style, so when the buzzer rings, you can make your way downstairs and find a seat at a table. We will be having the prayer and some other meal announcements down there. And for the benediction, I would like to read the sending on the back of the bulletin. May God be gracious to us and bless us. May the face of God shine upon us, not for our glory, but so that God's saving power might be known among all nations. Let all peoples praise God. Let the ends of the earth revere the Lord. You are dismissed.